This is a life-changing message by the Apostle General Sam Crenshaw Ankara. Stay tuned.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, since December, Reverend Papa has been talking about the oil to finish.
Yes, bring your busy masi, or so for Papa, and yes, I say, Sam was ready and go here. I fear I won't win.
I came to continue with grace to finish.
Yep, Papa, so ever twice, sir. I do my educa, I fear no year at once.
Today, my message is entitled Finishing in Praise. Finishing in Praise.
Nene, ni ebechano, eya se uri afeno, ewo ayeyemu, wayeyemu udi wie afeno.
And I'm surprised you didn't clap because I didn't tell you that I'm speaking to you.
Unse mbono ewo from, esa se wuna mini udi nkomo enano pay.
I am saying that when you go to the labor ward, you come out in praise.
Amen. Ah.
In case you didn't accept my message, I'm talking to that student. I said, when you write that examination, you come out with praise.
We receive it.
Somebody
didn't hear me. I said, when you go to that interview, you come out with praise.
We receive
it.
There is nobody here who enters into any venture or takes a step that you are not expecting that at the end you end in praise. It is everybody's expectation. And I came here with the word of the Lord in my mouth that you end your life in praise. You end that interview in praise. You, that marriage will end in praise. Your labor world will end in praise. When you go to the surgery room, you come out in praise.
Amen.
When you travel, you arrive in praise. Come and clap your hands and shout, praise!
Praise!
Oh, aye ye, aye ye, aye aye ye. And then say, Obiara, I will be BMWA. And now, Antoine, the Mombia, on Pesa, and you never ye. Nemomisan, the Mombia, Obedu, said you may be a Obedino, near the baby of Grano, Abaya, aye ye, and the Amerade.
But praise has twists and turns. You don't only always praise God because of so-called positives. As a matter of fact, what is called the law of first mention? The law of first mention is you go and make a reference to when praise was first mentioned in the Bible, you will discover that praise was not mentioned because it was all rosy. Praise was not mentioned because it was all going well. Genesis chapter number 29.
Nemum aye ye ewo nso ne niamba bi ewo enye se de biada ni obeye biara di nkunim de beba ema aye ye aba na so se nia babura na se trosem no ehia se omo se huma edi kan no aye ye mu etude bi ebeba emra niamba nyinara enko ye se nia ope no.
Genesis chapter 29 verse number 31.
Mo se huma edi kan no etie de onu enkron etemo aye dua sa baako.
This is a beautiful woman called
Leah.
She has a sister called
Rahel.
And their father is called
Laban.
And they sojourn in Syria in those days.
Today's Syria.
And Jacob the patriarch had been visiting with them and serving Laban his uncle for 20 solid years. The first 40 years for a wife. When he served the first 7 years, the woman he was expecting to marry, they swerved him and gave him Leah instead of Rahel.
wasum emfie nso wadi kan no oba nanka nani da soso beware no yesesa no e de lia ema no empo anka nanka oper rahel
then another 7 years making 14 years for the real woman rahel
enti emfie ya nso ebeka homa ne yedu nan ansa na ne nsa eka rahel na oper no
but Jacob didn't have a very good feeling and attachment for rahel for lia
Nana Jacob dia nani so ngamfata oba no enso nani oba aye Leah no onso nani se ne ope no
Unfortunately for Jacob it was Leah who was producing children
enso se ne ka be kono na anye ye no oba na ompe na sam na se nani nyi ne ho no onu mom na awu ma adi ama no
The rail that he was interested in her womb was shut and was not producing
Oba Rahel na Jacob enida no so a nani ti ne ho no ono de yato ne yefunu mu a ontumi wo ba ebesi samre no
verse 31 so when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved he opened her womb but Rahel was barren
enti mosi hu medika eti aduo no nkron chitemo ya abiato ba ko no na ewrade hu se na yen no Leah enti otu obie ne yefunu mu no na mom Rahel de yato ne yefunu
verse 32 so Leah conceived and bore a son and she called his name Reuben For she said, The Lord has looked on my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
Now, Leah, Ebe Fire, Yefunu, I won a birdie kind, and a friend Rubin, or Siampara, and Radia Biam Yefunu, Nas, Sambre, and Unti, Mikunu Ebe Domi.
Then she conceived again and bore a son, and said, Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved. Come on. Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also. And she called his name Simeon.
Simeon.
34. She conceived again and bore a son and said, Now this time my husband will become attached to me because I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore, his name was called Levi.
Our fire funu ewo baba ma biom no ka se we dia ma wo man porpor mema mi ensama mi kunu dia mi kunu ebedomi enti of tonidi se Levi.
And she conceived again and bore a son and said, Now I will praise the Lord, the law of first mention. Now I will praise the Lord. Therefore, she called his name Judah. Then she stopped bearing.
Na osanfa ye funu biom ewo ba otoso enan na enan no ose we mu de meyi awurade aye enti oto ne ba ni din se juda so be yi awurade aye na nu na chi no awo no etwa aye
Here is a Christmas gift revelation for you a Christmas gift revelation The devil has a way of locking us in the prison of the past just to deny us of the liberty of praise Unquote Sam Crunchy Ankara. Quote, the devil has a way of locking us in the prison of the past just to deny us of the liberty of our praise. Unquote Sam Crunchy Ankara, 24 December 2023. Hashtag. There are some of you here who don't want to remember certain dates of your life because those dates remind you of some pain and some bitterness. Your past has been locked up in prison because the devil does not want you to release the liberty of your praise. There are some of you, you hate certain dates. One of my sons is having this challenge. On his 45th birthday, as the church was preparing to celebrate his 45th birthday, that was the day his mother died, and he's the firstborn. So he tells me, 1 year down the line, when his 46th birthday was coming, he didn't know which one to celebrate, his birthday or his mother's death. But I'm sure he's listening to me in America, and he should stay tuned. By the time I'm finished with my presentation today, transformation will come to him. His mind will change, and he will tell the devil, devil, you can't lock me up in my past anymore.
Yes.
Because the Bible says the weapons of our warfare,
Jesus,
they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold.
Yes.
A stronghold is any past that is holding you. Clap your hands and say, break away.
Break away.
You will break away from every stronghold.
I receive
you. You will break away from everything that is holding you.
Receive it.
Tell the devil, devil, loose me now.
Loose.
Certain people don't want to remember certain events and occurrences. Some people date, number two. Some people events and happenings and occurrences, they just don't want to remember it.
Say you move in aya and debi potino. Ebinum so nyembe be si wobre bimuno. Aya ni empese ya subeti anasa yebe kai emniapa ya dimumpo.
I have a daughter in this bracket. So she had been believing God to be pregnant. She tried and tried and tried and tried and tried for several years. Finally, when she got pregnant, she was excited and she was happy, and she said, oh, finally, the Lord has seen my affliction and my troubles. Ladies and gentlemen, only for as she entered into the sixth month, she lost the pregnancy. Just like that. She has never been pregnant since. She can't just forget that experience.
Yenua beya no she radi anim so benya yefuna wo beya atwan ye radi anim atwan 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 no. Enkosi awe yenu radi ese no hwan yonyam e ma ne fa yefunu. Oh enigye de eno de ben ayeyie nie. Enu mo nyi se no abusum nsia pe ena nyi se no epone ye. Enti if it's out there, no ever see and there, I wear their one will be. That's all Kaisa done as someone is here now on Peso Betty and as a weapon. I didn't move.
But if you are under the sound of my voice, I came here with the word of the Lord in my mouth. I prophesy to you, weeping may endure in the night, but joy is coming in the morning. Yesterday it was darkness, but light will soon appear, and your praise will begin to smile at you.
I receive.
Clap your hands and shout, I hear the word.
I hear the word.
Oh, come on, clap your hands and shout again and say, I hear the word.
I hear the word.
Clap your hands again and say, I hear the word of God.
I hear the word of God.
But
for some of you, it is not dates and events and occurrences. Some of you, you don't want to see certain faces, because certain faces remind you of some past. So our this daughter who has a son from a previous marriage. The first marriage was so abusive that she wants to forget. She just doesn't want to remember again. Unfortunately for her, the son from that marriage, the guy looks like the father. His mannerisms and behavior, every day it reminds her of her pain and bitterness. So ladies and gentlemen, she then just transferred all her pain and bitterness to this boy. Until they came over to see me, and I prayed and broke that spirit of bitterness and pain, and I said he may look like the man, but he does not have the character of the man. If you love this boy and you introduce this boy to your altar, you'll be amazed that this is the one who is bringing you laughter and joy. Yeah. Am I prophesying to somebody here?
Yes.
Clap your hands and say, Lord,
Lord,
put laughter in my mouth.
Put laughter in my mouth.
Shout and say, yes.
Yes. If you don't want your children to look like their father who is wicked and irresponsible, then you have to pray very well. But if they take after his physique, please take it like that and move on with life. Certain people also don't want to remember certain names because certain names remind them of their pain and their troubles. The man who was wicked is called Kwejo Menu. So even though this original wicked Kwejo Menu is no longer in her life, anytime they mention Kwejo Menu somewhere or Kwejo somewhere, then she's reminded of what she has gone through. That is coming to an end in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Say
amen. This was Leah's problem. My husband doesn't love me, so I will call him Reuben. So anytime she sees Reuben, she is reminded of the affliction. The NIV says misery. And then it says, for the Lord has seen my misery. Is it NLT or NLT says misery? The Lord has seen my misery, my affliction. So anytime Reuben is around, Reuben, misery. Reuben, affliction. Reuben, I break you from the stronghold of your past.
Yes.
I break you away
in the name of Jesus.
For the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them again no more.
Amen.
You are loose.
I receive it.
From every stronghold of disappointment.
Amen.
Because praise is coming.
I receive it.
Oh, but when some year radio yet.
I'll call this one Simeon because even though I have born one child for him, I am still unloved. And so Simeon means love is removed.
Love is gone away from me. Love is far away from me. Simeon, love is gone. Love is gone. Clap your hands and say, break away.
Break away.
Oh, come on, scream it again. Say, break away.
Break away.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
He won't remind you of your past troubles anymore.
Come on.
Because something is coming to replace the past experiences.
Yes.
The past name, the past date, the past experiences, the past event, the
Jesus.
Past occurrences. Something
praise
is coming.
I receive it.
Oh, but we're somewhere.
There's somebody. You will finish in praise. You finish in praise. You finish in praise.
You finish in praise. Simeon, hey! Simeon, si chen se ye nomi, mi di odobia ma min chen da, enti emrebia re, ni apapa abai, ebe friend be Simeon, na chen se, odobia re emba ni chen da, sa odona ashre wono, sa odona fi un chen kono, sa odona ye ni dima wono, e radi, e kache wo se, sa odona ba, emu we ye radi a ye.
This one shall be called Levi, because I am detached from my husband. I have been rejected by my husband. My husband doesn't consider me, doesn't take notice of me. My God. My boss doesn't recognize my hard work. My boss doesn't respect my input to this company. Kadu Salimi Ambae Katosaya. Rande Kapasuata Lemaka. Deliverance is taking place right now.
Yes, yes.
Somebody, the Lord is breaking the spirit of rejection.
Yes.
The spirit of rejection. Now praise is coming.
I receive
your
it.
Your boss will love your work.
I receive
and
it.
Your boss will appreciate your work.
I receive
your
it.
Your husband will love you.
Yes.
Your wife will love you.
Jesus.
Your children will love you.
We receive
Can
it.
Can I prophesy to this house?
Yes.
This Christmas, somebody you don't know is about to surprise you.
I receive it.
Oh.
Clap your hands and shout again and say, I receive it.
Hey, I receive it.
You are worthy of my praise.
Sigh.
Oh. You are worthy of my praise.
I thought you should go and talk to somebody. Can you get up and talk to somebody? Hey, say, you are worthy. He is worthy. Praise is coming.
Oh.
It's coming. Somebody put on your dancing shoes. This 31st December, you will dance before the Lord.
Yes.
You will end the year well.
Hallelujah.
Stand with me for just 5 minutes and let me preach into your spirit. Then, when he saw that his affliction, his misery, and his pathetic situation wasn't doing anything, she now says, now I will praise God. And I love the GNT. The GNT says, this time I will praise God.
Praise.
This time. You praise. Know what it means? Ladies and gentlemen, praise gives you a certain window of opportunity to tap into the divinity of God.
Come on.
When you miss it, now I will praise God. This time. Now, which time was it? She was still unloved. She was still in misery. She was still detached. Jacob was not still looking at her. But she said, in the midst of it.
Yes.
In the midst of it.
Praise.
See, don't wait for Ghana to be Ghana before you praise God.
Come on now. Come on.
When we praise God, Ghana will become Ghana.
Yes.
We are praising God in the midst of potholes.
Praise.
We are praising God in the midst of economic difficulties.
Praise.
We are praising God whether we have food or we don't have food.
Praise.
We are praising God whether we are sick or we are strong.
Praise.
Praise is a moment.
Praise.
Praise is a now.
Praise.
Praise is an opportunity.
Praise.
Praise is a timing.
Praise.
Praise is a timing.
Praise.
Praise honors Kairos moment.
Praise.
Now I will praise God.
I will praise.
This time I will praise God.
I will praise.
Whether I am married or not.
I will praise.
I will praise God.
I will praise.
Whether I have a child or not.
I will praise God.
I will praise God.
I will praise.
Clap your hands and say, this time, I will praise God.
I will praise God.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
Kadosh, Kadosh.
can you look for seven people and then scream at them and say, brother, sister, this time I will praise God. Scream at somebody and say, this time,
as for this year,
I don't care what the devil has done.
I
will praise. Look for seven people. Death or no death, barrier or no barrier,
praise.
Whether I ate or didn't eat,
praise.
Disappointment or failure,
I will praise.
This time, I will praise. This season,
I will praise.
That's the first night,
I will praise.
That's the first,
I will praise.
Week of the altar. Hey, where is Ruby? Affliction, joy, Simon, or love,
Chihuahua,
Levy, rejection. Go where you. This time, I will praise. This way here,
I will praise.
I won't miss the praise opportunity.
Yes.
I won't miss my timing to praise God.
Praise.
I don't care whether I have eaten or I've never eaten.
I will praise.
Whether I'm wearing new shoes or old shoes.
I will praise.
Whether old dress or not dress.
I will praise.
I don't care if my husband loves me or he doesn't love me.
I will praise.
Dada Jinsem, you have been gentle throughout the year. After yesterday's wedding and what God has done,
come on.
This time
you will praise.
This time
you will praise.
Now
praise.
Oh, me pacho kureka krena di asaka krena meje. Take note. Praise is not the substitution to laziness, or substitution to laxity, or substitution to inaction. Praise, you don't praise God because you haven't studied to go and write the exams. And when they are writing the exams, you are praising God. And then when they ask you, why are you praising God in the examination room? You said, I'm praising God for divine intervention. Praise is not substitute to laxity and inaction and laziness and irresponsibility.
Come on now.
Oh, to me, fire ye and see any ha. And I said, won't you, my dear Anemo? Emra won't see your sukuni. Never got transaction demo, I have trono. Now we are Radea, you beside us.
When Paul and Silas used praise to scatter the prison gates, praise opened the gate, but they themselves walked out of the gate. Praise will open the gate, but you have to go out of the gate.
Yeah.
Praise will not carry you out of the gate. Praise will only open the gate. Then you do the walking.
Ebra Paul and Silas at the fiasia. Oh, but when some year radia ye. What would the fiasin I to aye yum no? Aye ye no emma put in the bia. Nancy, aye ye a mo musu afankosia bonti debida. A bia put in a momo.
Praise has only three divine principles divine reasons. Three. Number one, praise activates covenant to speak.
Aye ye, Emma Pam, and I said, can you pam? I pam to me, did you ma?
Two. Praise causes God to come into your battle. And number three, praise makes God defend his name. Number one, praise activates covenant. Number two,
Praise brings God into the battle inside. And when God comes in, praise causes him to defend his name. I learned this one from Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. And so when he was overwhelmed by the armies of the devil, the enemy armies, he was unprepared. So they went into prayer and fasting. And the prophecy came and God said, Jehoshaphat, you don't have the arms, but I will arm you with praise. Go out tomorrow and meet them. And so they were not praising in their homes. They praised into the battlefield.
Eradicate Joseph and said, Joseph, who near could be a Munukumun Quakumo Nosso? No mum media ye adding Kunim dia bro, and the Muntu Tanamo, Namunkono, Amunko ye radia, Naya ye nomuno, and radi Kunim diba Tamati.
Suddenly, as they were praising God, God remembered Joseph is a great grandson of David. Then God remembered the covenant of David, and God said, I will show them that David is my son. And David comes is a product of praise. Judah, house of Judah, product of praise. Jehoshaphat is coming from the house of worship, house of praise, house of praise. Judah to David to Jehoshaphat to Christ.
Say, oh, but we somewhere. Jehoshaphat, aya David nana, na David so aya Judah nana no.
And God invoked covenant. He remembered covenant.
Two,
their praise caused God to go to the camp of the armies. And they started killing themselves. God was at work. And then God said, today I will defend my name and I will defend my word and I will honor Jehoshaphat before these people.
And God said, today I will defend my name.
In the mighty name of Jesus, 2024, may the Lord come into the center of your battles.
I receive it.
And those
who are risen against you, and they have challenged your faith and challenged your God, may God shift you aside and take a center stage and fight your battles.
Amen.
Is that your prayer? The Lord will fight for us. Hallelujah. Let's look at Genesis chapter 49, verse number 8 from the Good News Translation, GNT. Genesis chapter 49, verse number 8. And then I'm wrapping up so that the honorable minister can leave. He has honored this altar. May this altar honor you, sir.
Amen.
Jacob is prophesying into his sons prophecies that will outlive them in some 300, 400, 700 years, 4,000 years ahead. And when you study the prophecy of Jacob over his sons, every one of them came to pass. Those patriarchs, they were sent from God. How? Every prophecy, 4,000 years, still unfolding.
Jacob and Asha ne ma ankom ne ma ma biara ankom biara de se omo no ye papa se emfie empim be se nan achi no ankom se biara de se ne be biara no ni nyinara abamu.
He came to his fourth born.
Obodu ne ba eto so enan no so
Judah. Oh Jesus, he said, Judah, your brothers will praise you.
Judah, unyanum nyinara ebe yiwa ye.
And you will hold your enemies by the neck.
And your
brothers will bow down before you.
And you are
wondering where this prophecy is coming from.
Here
is what God is telling
you.
When you carry praise,
you
attract the honor of men.
Amen.
Should I rewind? When you carry praise anointing, men have no choice but to honor you and to praise you.
Amen.
Judah, your name is praise. And because your name is praise, your brother shall praise you.
Amen.
When you praise God, God causes men to honor you.
Amen.
Oh, bawusem. Saul said, "You have fast for your radia ya." And you panu ni anuma wo wente nyara ebedi uni wo mo di ayeye so ebi bebre wo
this same Judah that Jacob didn't love his mother.
Judah kroya ya kana semwa ne mame Jacob epe nanim pa ahye no ono ani.
Here is Judah becoming the leader of his brothers.
Oh, but we say you doubt us on nine. Abe yeni ni anu mi na peni.
When you have praise, you have an anointing kabosakaya to hold the neck of every enemy that comes your way.
We receive it.
When you have praise, nobody defeats you.
Amen.
When you have praise, you have power with God. When you have praise, you win your battles. When you have praise, you overcome affliction and misery. When you have praise, you overcome detachment and rejection.
Come on.
Praise.
Praise.
It's not a substitute for failure. Praise invokes covenant. Brings God into the center. And God defends his name. Look at another one. Verse 9. Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. GNT. Judah is like a lion. Praise carries a lion's anointing, killing his victim and returning to his den. Stretching out, lying down, no one dares to disturb him. When you have praise, no one disturbs you, because God will always be expecting your praise. Solomon says, Lord, if I die, David says, if I die, Lord, who will praise you? The reason why you will live is because God is always looking forward to expecting and to receive your praise.
Oh, Judah, I to say, Jata. Now, so Jata, welcome to go for you. Now, you're a what do you mean, Radia? Send your Radicano. David, Kano said, Radia. Now, so you mean free war. Why and the you are here? The Pierre, we are Radia. And Radia also, I'm a good deal at Tanfu in Araso.
If you were entering Solomon's temple, you will see a very big lion's head at the entrance.
Oh, Ra Solomon, a son piano. Obey with the Tetrimianua, I want him, and send away with that dynamo.
And then former Ethiopian president Haile Selassie, his symbol also was the head of a lion.
Why?
Lion is the symbol of authority and the symbol of strength and the symbol of divine power. The lion is a symbol of domination and indomitable lion. That's what they call themselves, Cameroon.
Today
you know how to attract the lion's anointing. The lion's anointing comes to only Judah. Praise.
Judah, praise.
Judah, ayayeye no, ayayeye mu ene jada hoden epa mu, ayayeye mu ene obedi te se jata pepe.
I like verse number 9. Verse 10. I like verse number 10. I like verse number 10.
Chemudu.
Judah will hold the royal scepter, and his descendants will always rule. Nations will bring him tribute and bow in obedience before him. When you have praise, you rule. When you have praise, you lead. When you have praise, you are the one that others will bow down to. Mama Richard has some spiritual mothers.
Yeah, mami, ewo, mami phobia. Ono so ono omu aye ono so ne mami.
And she sends them her daughter's gift every year.
Na dafi no ode obaba atade ekoma won de bia afi biara.
There is one of them. When she receives Mama Rita's gift, oh, my daughter,
oh, my baba,
I have received the gift. I bless you. She will appreciate and praise and show gratitude and thankfulness. Oh, the other one. The phone call will come for 2 weeks after the gift has gone. So every year, unintentionally, when we are sending the gift, we discovered unintentionally that the one who shows appreciation, we are always giving her more to the extent that recently I said to mommy, I said, oh, mommy, this one there is very small. He said, this is what I have in my spirit to give. We discovered that when you have praise,
so why
you attract blessing. Your brothers shall bow. They will pay tribute. They will pay taxes to you. You will be the leader of your brothers. Praise.
Oh, but when somewhere, aye yeti unia numi na di bibi bebrao. Aye yeti.
So I was looking at why David loved so much praise. Why he wrote so many praise hymns, songs, psalms.
Not sure nyum bebre wa ye yemu and then na se nyinamu no David tro nyum bebre ho.
I was wondering why David loves dancing before the ark.
Nyetia na David esa e wa pam adaka no anim.
I was wondering why David was such a mighty warrior. Why he conquered enemies and he conquered territories and he took over cities and towns and he built the nation and City of David, Jerusalem, Judah. I was wondering why. Who is this man?
Let me be saying, why did David? Obi o tumi di akudi nkunim. Obi o di nkunim wa mama nyinaso. E tumi si omanya yes friend say, e kura ya David kura. Why kura? Any David? Ah, o fi Judah say.
I said, ooh, he's a product of praise. He was born into the house and the covenant of praise. And And when he had built the cities and conquered towns, and he had built nation, he had written all the hymns and the songs, and God has entered into covenant with him, and he was going to be in the genealogy where Jesus Christ was going to come from. Here was his conclusion. In Psalm 37 and verse 25, he says, I have been young and now I am old. Never in my life have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Never. That is the testimony of people who carry praise. This is the testimony of people who give. This is the testimony of people who are happy and are not shy to declare what God has done for them. This is their testimony. I love it. And let me close with you. Oh, how did this guy know that I'll be taking it in the GNT? No, this one I'll take it in the NIV. This one I'll take it in the NIV. I was young and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. 26. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. This is the product of praise.
Aye ye aba esono no David say me so na manyi na so me wo bi biara we di awrade ache a awrade ma ne sense from ana sa da sefo esresrade de biara da.
Listen. You and your family don't come before the presence of God without preparation. You have 7 days. Start discussing what you are bringing to God. Your generous giving, your generous praise. Don't wake up that the first open the drawer and then just anything you find. Hey! That would be a special. Mama Rita and I, we are now going to discuss the figure what we are bringing before God, and we are going to pray, because for us to be alive in the midst of the battles, betrayals, fight, financial, building, salaries, I owe God a lot of praise. You should prepare very well. There are some who want to bless the Lord in the morning and bless the Lord in the evening. Go ahead and do it. You are not a fool. You are invoking covenant. You are bringing God into the battle, and you are asking God to defend himself. There is such angelic presence on this altar today. Don't leave here until you engage this altar, please. Either with your offering, your sacrifice, a special Christmas gift offering, your tithe, whatever. There is such an angelic presence here. Such power here. Such transfer. Rise to your feet. Let's worship God.
Sorry, Nigel. I will not swear. Sorry, I'm ready.
Above the way. Hey, I am you. You are above.
Connect with the Apostle General on Twitter at Sam Crunchy, Facebook and Instagram, Sam Crunchy Ankara. Share your prayer requests and testimonies via info@royalhousechapel.org. Royal House Chapel, touching our generation with the power of God. God richly bless you.